Welcome back to Issues Etc. Pastor Matt Harrison of LCMS World Relief joins us for the next few minutes. What are they up to? H-I-J, maybe? In these storms that are making their way across the southern part of our nation, the eastern coast as well, causing some damage. Of course, everything's going to be compared to Katrina, but Katrina was one of those big ones that makes everything seem small. That does not mean the damage that has been wrought by these storms is in any way small. It may be relatively small compared to Katrina's damage, but it's still not small. Pastor Matt Harrison joins us for an update on hurricane relief efforts a little bit later in about 10 minutes. Wesley Smith will be our guest to talk about Governor Palin's son, Trigg, her youngest, and some new research that transforms cells inside a living body into very useful cells that may impact embryonic stem cell research. Pastor Matt Harrison is a regular guest. He's executive director of LCMS World Relief. Matt, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Hey, Todd. Great to talk to you. Too long.
Yeah, it has been too long. I agree. Where have you been and what have you seen in these areas ravaged by hurricane storms?
Well, we headed down to the Gulf last week and immediately flew into Biloxi, Mississippi and stayed at our camp at Biloxi, Camp Biloxi, operated by an LCMS congregation there in the Southern District of the Missouri Synod's relief arm, and began taking a look around. There had been a despite the fact that everybody collectively exhaled after the storm was not as bad as what it might have been expected, there's a tremendous amount of flooding nevertheless, a lot of people severely affected, a lot of water in homes, which is intensely traumatic. We then went over and took a look at a number of different areas, Slidell and other places that were mildly hit without a great deal of damage, but the most extensive problem is in Baton Rouge, and about 400-plus, that's a conservative estimate, 400-plus homes damaged severely by downed trees. In fact, there were certain homes we visited, members of Missouri Synod Lutherans and others, but trees falling and literally smashing homes in half. I've never seen anything like it. And today, the city even a week later remains largely without power, which is a big problem because the heat today is about 92 degrees there.
So I think I saw some pictures posted on the internet, and I mean trees, gigantic trees, that, as you said, bisect entire homes, homes destroyed simply because a tree fell on them. How widespread is the damage that you saw?
Well, the city of Baton Rouge, 10% of the state today is yet without electricity. And, of course, that causes major problems for people's food storage, for the elderly, for the necessity of ice. And so the damage is very widespread. It was one of those storms, and we've had the blessing of living in the media age as we can get information out immediately about storms and needs. Haiti has been hit terribly. There are about 1,000 dead and a million displaced citizens in Haiti at the moment because of intense flooding. That has affected our partner church there. But these, we have the blessing today. Charity has the blessing of such 24/7 media coverage. But this was one of those storms that got in the media warp. Everybody breathed a collective sigh of relief because it wasn't as bad as Katrina. And then the media quickly went on to the Republican convention. And so the response was infinitesimal. And we're just, we can only do what people give us funds to do.
I want to talk about that. I guess you could call it a Katrina effect, and that is once you've had something as large and as pervasive and as long-lasting as the damage wrought by Katrina still being reconstructed to this day, everything else seems to pale by comparison. Yeah. How, other than, you know, better coverage by the media, how should we gauge these things, especially in our response, our charitable response, mm-hmm. to those who are affected?
Well, I think I've thought about this a little bit and written a little bit on the Mercy Journeys blog. Folks can just Google Mercy Journeys with Pastor Harrison, and there are a number of articles there. I think it's just part of our age. We have this fantastic gift of media coverage, and because of it, there's just more charity, I think, going on than ever before. But it's just going to be the way it is, depending on how how storms hit in the media. The church responds where it is, and that is the major issue for us, empowering local Christians, local Lutherans, to respond to their own folks, members of their church, and to the broader community in need where they are. And so people in local areas will always, always be responding when there's need. And in fact, they're doing so. And whether they can respond with great means or modest means, they respond in love, whether it be chainsaw teams in Baton Rouge that have been very active, ICE, they passed out several semi-loads of ICE, they're going to be responding locally. And each of us simply needs to pay attention to the media and give as the Lord lays it on our heart to give.
You mentioned Camp Biloxi before. Can you just kind of paint us a picture of what's going on in that camp? It's being run by a Lutheran congregation down there in Mississippi.
It is. There were several camps, and LCMS-related camps were some of the largest. In fact, the largest in the Gulf Coast, Camp Restore, was. These camps, the volunteers have dwindled to them in the last number of years, or last number of weeks and a couple of months. However, the needs remain tremendous. There's a need for volunteers now, and you can go to the LCMS World Relief website and find volunteer information, also to the blog spot, Mercy Journeys, and find information on volunteering for those camps. 17,500 people have come through Camp Biloxi since Katrina, and they have rebuilt 1,500 homes for local folks. Right now, their staff is working hard on the case management for people who are still struggling, and it's an unbelievable, that's just one camp alone, it's an unbelievable gift. The National Guard, I'm informed the National Guard came over, I believe they came over the day before yesterday, and took the mobile kitchen unit that Orphan Grain Train and we provided for Katrina. It's a fabulous 48-foot trailer, which is completely decked out with stainless steel cooking utensils. The governor, Governor Jindal, was interested in having that to help feed the folks who are coming back to New Orleans. To go down there, you just wouldn't believe, Todd, how horrible it still is in places like Waveland and New Orleans is only 48% of the original population. It is, I fear it will probably never come back, not in our lifetimes.
That has to have just such a profound effect on the local economy, congregations, on people's jobs, everything, to just have a storm clean a place out like that.
It has had a terrible effect, and it reminded me of so many of our inner cities. We've seen a lot of rebirth in the last decade or so in the inner cities, but you have, like St. Louis, you have the city itself, the downtown area, coming back, a lot of loft apartments, some construction, some low-income, quality low-income housing being built, but you have large vacant stretches. And as a result of this storm, Waveland, which was a community in Biloxi, you had homes, antebellum homes older than the Civil War, beautiful homes right on the edge of the sea in paradise, basically just wiped off, and folks simply aren't going to rebuild. Now, somebody might say quickly, well, they had insurance for this or that. Well, they did or they didn't, but going through the maze of just trying to get FEMA aid and insurance and all those kind of things is enough to give a person a nervous breakdown. Just think about those times when your sewer backed up and how in the difficulties of life a small thing like that can really affect you. Well, you multiply that by 100 times and by 1 million people or more, and you have an idea of the kind of pain and anguish and stress and difficulty, and the need for spiritual care and counseling is just enormous. A lot of post-traumatic stress syndrome, and when those things happen, you have an increase of alcoholism, you have an increase of family difficulties, child abuse, and all those kind of issues.
Hey, Matt, with about 30 seconds here, how does Scripture's teaching on the centrality of Christ's suffering for us put into focus the enormous suffering that we witness from these storms. About 30 seconds.
I think just like the women looking at Jesus on the cross, thinking this is pointless, useless, and God must not care about us, when we see all of the suffering of the world from the perspective of divine purpose, we know that in these great difficulties, the Lord is doing great things, just like he did in the cross. He's reducing us to nothing, opening our hearts in mercy, driving people to Jesus and to be merciful. And it is a grand blessing to be a participant in that divine economy.
Pastor Matt Harrison is Executive Director of LCMS World Relief. You can help support the victims of Hurricane Gustav by making a tax-deductible gift to LCMS World Relief. Call 1-888-930-4438, 888-930-4438, or you can donate online. Just go to the on-demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, a Christ-centered, cross-focused relief agency. Pastor Matt Harrison in LCMS World Relief, issuesetc.org. You'll also find a link to Pastor Harrison's new blog, Mercy Journeys with Pastor Matt Harrison. Matt, thanks for being our guest and keep up the good work.
Thanks. We love you. Take care.
Thank you. When we come back, Wesley Smith will talk with us about Sarah Palin's baby, Trig. Stay tuned. Pastor John Pless of Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, on Treasury of Daily Prayer.
I know of no resource that comes close to Treasury of Daily Prayer in terms of providing both pastors and laity a richly Lutheran book for reading, reflection, and intercession.
Find out more about Treasury of Daily Prayer at our homepage, issuesetc.org, or call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. Treasury of Daily Prayer.
Did you know that you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7? Check out our website, issuesetc.org, and click on-demand audio. Listen at the gym, in your kitchen, in your garden, on your iPod, your computer, or in your car. The technology may be new, but the truth never changes. Issues Etc. on-demand audio, available for your convenience at issuesetc.org. 10 hours of new programming each week, issuesetc.org, and click on-demand audio.
The radio voice of the Lutheran faith for the 21st century. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Issues Etc. is a team effort. Your phone calls, email, and snail mail help resurrect this worldwide outreach. Now we need your help to sustain Issues Etc. by making a gift to Lutheran Public Radio today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. Help support Christ-centered, cross-focused talk radio for the thinking Christian.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by becoming the most recent members of the Issues Etc. 300. Mount Calvary Lutheran, Excelsior Springs, Missouri. The Lutheran Church of Our Savior, Cupertino, California. Christ Our King Community Lutheran, Costa Mesa, California. Christ Our Savior, Freeburg, Illinois. And Peace Lutheran, Neenah, Wisconsin. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in its mission or advertising budget on our website, issuesetc.org.